بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإنه لحب الخير لشديد. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala gave the example of the mujahideen and the horses that go out in jihad in those days when they used to fight on horseback. And then Allah Ta'ala explained the great qualities, and then Allah Ta'ala said that man is most unthankful to Allah Ta'ala, and he himself also witnesses it, Allah also witnesses it. Yeah, Allah gives one primary cause why this is the condition of man, that though he witnesses that he is so unthankful of Allah Ta'ala, but still this veil, this mist is over his eyes and he cannot see it. One of the main causes is وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدِ. Or aadmi muhabbat par maal ki bahut pakka hai. Man is very, very much in love of acquiring wealth. He's لَشَدِيد. Shadid, that is very, very strong. And to stress it further, the laam is also there, لَشَدِيد. So Allah, who knows man inside out, Allah who is the creator of man, knows that he is like that he loves wealth and money. And so much so he loves it that he does not let them, how many times he doesn't look at haram or halal. And all this is like a veil is over his mind, and he does not see the reality of things. It is just like when we are perhaps driving and it's a very misty occasion and you can't see even half a meter in front, though you have got your headlights on, you have got your fog lights on, you can't see a thing. That mist is like such a veil that you can't see anything in front. Like that, this mist of wealth, of money that a person wants, when that overtakes a person, he doesn't look at halal or haram. He doesn't look at cutting the throat of his own brother also. In business, he will slash one another. They will slash one another. He won't look at his health also. He won't be concerned of his family also. All that he wants is just money. And all this will be so until that veil is over his head. And until that mist hasn't lifted up, man's condition is like that. That all the time he just wants money, and he doesn't even think a little bit. He hasn't got time to think also. And today, unfortunately, we are such that even if a person wants to think, then his time is going on the cell phone all the time. Even if it is not in haram, but the messages that are coming, messages that he has to send, that he has to check, he hasn't got time, forget, for himself, not for his wife, not for his children also. All the time just busy. And then this veil and this mist of love of money, which is on him, and he just wants to make money, and then he does not care in which way he makes it. So that is a major cause. And Allah is spelling it out to us so that we can realize it, so that this mist can be lifted up from our mind. And when we can see and realize that this, as Allah will explain in front, that this love of money is not going to get anyone anywhere either. To work, to do business, etc., absolutely nothing wrong. But everything within its limits. Not to such an extent that a person forgets his namazes also, he can't make it. Or if he's making namaz, he's only by body here, his mind is still in his business while he's here also. He's concluding deals while he's in the masjid. And in namaz, he's concluding deals here, his body is here, but his mind is still in business and he's still engaging in all his business transactions. So that should not be the case. So Allah Ta'ala has analyzed one of the major causes of one's downfall and not appreciating the favors of Allah Ta'ala, and all the time to be just absorbed in earning this dunya, that Allah Ta'ala explained. And in front Allah Ta'ala warns us that remember what the day of Qiyamah in the qabr, what your condition will be. If you think a little bit about that, then this mist will lift up and then you will be able to see things clearly. It will not mean that you won't be making money anymore. You will still be making money. And in fact, when a person does it in the right way, with little effort, Allah Ta'ala gives a lot of barakah. and then lot of goodness comes in his life. Though he might not be having lot of money, but all his needs will be comfortably fulfilled. And in many, many cases, Allah gives lot of money actually also. And Allah gives that heart to spend it also in the right way and to prepare for our akhirat. But when man just makes effort on his own, he totally exhausts himself. He destroys his health also in the process, his social life also, and what he gets is nothing at the end. He finds that he is gone in total loss, everything is lost to him, and he hasn't made anything whatsoever. And especially at the time of mort, a person will see that everything is left behind, and he took nothing with him. Whereas if a person does it in the right way, he will see that he had sent forth a lot in the akhirat also. And his mort will also, he'll be happy to die, that now what he had prepared for akhirat, even just as far as his wealth is concerned, he will be extremely joyous and happy. So Allah Ta'ala explains here in this one ayat that why man is in this condition of unthankfulness and unappreciativeness. It is because of his great love for money, and he just wants to make money all the time, and in that process he doesn't care for anything, not his health, not his family, not the commands of Allah, nothing, and he just wants to make money all the time. A person, if we find ourselves in that condition, very necessary to correct ourselves so we could have a good life in this dunya also and in the akhirat also. وآخر دعوانا